Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, I've been working with a client, a woman who is part of a department at her company, who just learned that their department head is changing positions. As my client was emailing me her thoughts on this new change she is facing and the anticipated ramifications on her and her department, she ended her email with the words, "What's next?" She's trying to grasp what might be around the corner, trying to find some sure footing in the midst of an unexpected change. You know, change can be unsettling, and the unexpected can sometimes cause fear to surface where just a day earlier all seemed well. No doubt you have asked also, what's next, when you learned of an unexpected change, maybe to your job responsibilities, or an unexpected change perhaps to your daughter's wedding plans, or maybe an unexpected change to your elderly parents' health status, or perhaps an unexpected change to your own health. You know, all of us have faced the changing seasons of life where we think, what's next? Well, you know, God understood that we would have our changing seasons of life. After all, He created them. He also understood we would have our what's next moments. That's why He prepared a helper to stay by our side through all of life's what's next moments. You know, Jesus introduces us to this helper in John chapter 14. I'll start reading in verse 25, and John is talking to his disciples. I mean, Jesus is talking to his disciples. John, one of his disciples, is recording what Jesus is saying. And this is right before Jesus will face a mock trial and crucifixion. So John chapter 14, starting in verse 25, Jesus says, "All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me." Well, the disciples' traveling companion then is our traveling companion today. It's the Holy Spirit, our helper, our advocate, our counselor, our intercessor, our friend. The same Holy Spirit that Jesus left with his disciples is the very presence of Jesus and is with us and in us every second of every day, of every season, in every what's next moment of our lives. There is nothing and no situation and no change, no what's next, that we will ever face alone. In his book Fearless, author Max Lucado writes this: "God never sends you out alone. Are you on the eve of change? Do you find yourself looking into a new chapter? Is the foliage of your world showing signs of a new season? Heaven's message for you is clear. When everything else changes, God's presence never does. You journey in the company of the Holy Spirit, who will teach you everything and remind you of everything the Lord told you. So, make friends with whatever's next. Embrace it. Accept it. Don't resist it. Change is not only a part of life. Change is a necessary part of God's strategy. To use us to change the world, He alters our assignments. Gideon went from farmer to general. Mary from peasant girl to the mother of Christ. Paul from local rabbi to world evangelist. God transitioned Joseph from a baby brother to an Egyptian prince. He changed David from a shepherd boy to a king. Peter wanted to fish the Sea of Galilee, and God called him to lead the first church. God makes reassignments. But you might ask, what about the tragic changes God permits? Some seasons make no sense. Do such moments serve a purpose? They do, if we see them from an eternal perspective. What makes no sense in this life will make perfect sense in the next. You see, God has made provision for our what's next moments, for our seasons of unexpected change, by giving us the Holy Spirit, our friend, our counselor, who goes before us, comes along beside us, and has our back, and he dwells within us. So when we ask, what's next, we can fix our thoughts on our advocate, our friend, the Holy Spirit. Rest assured, we are not alone. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. If you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.